Mr. President, since the humanitarian situation continues to deteriorate in besieged areas and humanitarian deliveries in Syria continue to be severely hampered by a number of factors, Sweden recommends to ensure full and unhindered humanitarian access in compliance with Security Council resolutions 2139, 2165, 2191, 2258 and 2268. Furthermore, on besiegement and aerial bombardment, Sweden recommends to protect civilians and civilian infrastructure in accordance with international humanitarian law and customary international law, and stop the indiscriminate aerial bombardments, including the use of barrel bombs. Sweden also recommends to hold all those responsible for violations and abuses of international law, including human rights law and international humanitarian law, accountable in accordance with international standards. On the widespread use of arbitrary arrest, detention, disappearance and torture of civilians, including women and children, Sweden recommends to respect international obligations and release all political detainees and immediately stop the use of all kinds of inhumane or degrading treatment, including torture, as well as to grant relevant international organizations, such as the ICRC, access to all detention facilities and to inform families of detained and deceased persons of their whereabouts or mental and physical state. Finally, Sweden recommends to ratify the Rome Statute of the ICC and to accede to the Agreement on Privileges and Immunities of the Court. Thank you.